It's the Real Country Flashback, KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
And a Monday morning flashback brought to you by Diesel Works, the diesel shop that stands behind our first responders. Well, there are plenty of train tunes, but also being there in Arkansas, in Hot Springs, they have the Arkansas Walk of Fame. And on there you see, well, plenty of those that we know, including Tracy Lawrence, who grew up in Atlanta, Texas, but was born in Arkansas. And of course, their favorite son. Musically, it takes us to the year
1965.
And the greatness of Johnny Cash.
Look yonder coming down that railroad track.
What is it, Johnny?
Hey, look yonder coming.
The legend, the myth.
Coming down that railroad track.
And the song about.
It's the Orange Blossom Special.
The Orange Blossom Special.
Bringing my baby back.
1965, that's when Johnny put it down on vinyl, but it had quite the history before that. And it's mired in some truth and some fiction, perhaps. But Evan T. Rouse, a fiddle player, wrote the instrumental tune in 1938 after he was just marveling at how fast the actual Orange Blossom Special would roll through town. So he jumped on it and would play, and actually would make some pretty good money doing that with the passengers around the area. We did not have one of those on the Amtrak. Though a guy named Chubby Wise, a fellow fiddler, claimed that joint authorship, it shows history that Rouse copyrighted the song first. But either which way, it was Chubby that made it famous. And that's already just already mired in all sorts of stuff. But it was a Orange Blossom Special there that captivated these two fiddle players, we'll say. And it largely remained just for many, many years until, well, down the line, Bill Monroe picked it up, a fiddle player in his own right, certainly, in 1942, and then he even threw some words behind it. It wasn't until Johnny Cash picked it up in 1965, though, that it was a song that everybody pretty much knew. Nobody had really made famous, at least not the singable version. And Johnny Cash picked it up and actually learned of Rouse, the fiddle player, and brought him to Miami to play the song at a Johnny Cash concert. It was also in that crowd that Bill Monroe was there, and they all inspired each other simultaneously. Yeah. Yeah, the train did not have any fiddle players or the like. It did have a screaming toddler, though.
Oh,
most of the way
sorry.
Back. Ew. Yeah, yeah. Yesterday was interesting. It's really interesting. But all aboard with Johnny.
Look yonder coming down that railroad